But it turns out that when you eat as a group or as a culture, you eat differently. They've done lots of studies with kids and shown that when kids eat around a family table, they model the adults, and they eat actually way less per meal than when they sit there alone or sit in front of a TV, or actually what most people in this country do is eat in their cars. I think we have more meals in cars than anywhere else. So you can't tease this stuff out. And that was certainly not my goal in doing this work. My goal really was to look at, to do the opposite, and to really start to look at food not as what our tendency is here is to look at it as a pill or a superfood. How many of you have seen the 10 greatest superfoods in some, you know, magazine or something like that? But to really understand that it's way more than the food itself. It's the recipes, it's the traditions, it's the relationships, it's the way they're eaten in the day, it's the way they're eaten in the season, it's the way that they're grown, it's the way that you identify yourself, and you know, both within that community and within that family. And that those are, that's very, very important medicine. So I'm really glad that was the last question. That was an important question. Thank you. I think it's all part of the same package. There was a wonderful study. It was just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, or maybe last week, looking at extremely obese people, and for the first time dispelling the myth